Welcome to Business Ninjas, brought to you by Right For Me, where you'll hear from business leaders who are out there growing their business and slaying it every day. Learn from the masters. Let's get started.
Welcome to another episode of Business Ninjas. I'm here with Jamie Thomas, who is the co-founder and CEO of Cognito Forms. Hey, Jamie, how's it going?
Great. How are you?
Good, good. Good to have you here. I'm looking forward to a conversation. Tell me a little bit about Cognito Forms and what y'all do over there.
So Cognito Forms, we're an online form builder. In the most basic sense, we help people to easily build custom software-based solutions online to automate any processes they may have within their organization.
Sounds straightforward. Tell me a little bit about how you started the company and a little bit about the history of the company. Like, people always want to hear an origin story, and how there's always a problem that starts with. So what was the problem, and how did you come to where you are today?
Absolutely. Yeah, so we're a Silicon Valley company based out of Columbia, South Carolina. So that's what we like to say as a starting point. Yeah, it's got people everywhere, and we have them here too. But we had decades of consulting experience working with small companies, large companies, helping them solve all kinds of different problems. And everybody felt they had a unique problem specific to their needs. But we saw a lot of commonality between them. The biggest thing we saw was that, you know, they needed to collect information, help people produce processes, and collaborate with other people to accomplish meaningful outcomes. And we were like, this is way too costly, too expensive for them to have to hire software developers to build this every single time and then come back and make changes as their needs changed. So we started looking at off-the-shelf products that could help as part of our consulting practice, and really weren't satisfied with what was available. So we just asked the question, well, can we build this? Can we make that capability available to our customers? And could we help build a solution that allows non-developers to very quickly build complex solutions to automate their processes for their organizations? And here we are 10 years later, and we have done that.
Fantastic. Tell me a little bit about who your customers are. What's the profile of those customers? Are they small businesses? Are they enterprises? Who uses it properly?
Well, I'll say this. Our goal was to make sure that our platform was accessible to everyone. So we don't target, say, enterprise-only customers. We feel like everybody deserves the right to be empowered to create these automation solutions. So we work with individuals, small businesses, medium-sized businesses. And in most cases, when we work with like enterprise customers, we're connecting with those like decision makers within departments who are starting to find our product, figuring out how to use it to meet the needs of those organizations. So I guess every level in terms of the small, medium, large, but our goal is to empower the people that need to get work done. We're not doing top-down enterprise sales. And in terms of what types of markets we're in, it's like every market, you know, it's a horizontal product, and everybody has these process automation needs. So we find ourselves in all of those markets, but whether it be education, and you know, definitely the college market or nonprofits, associations, obviously for-profit businesses, across all the different verticals that exist, we're in all of those and making a difference.
And so when somebody fills out forms using your platform, obviously you're going to need to integrate into several other systems, because naturally people have, whether they have a complete solution or a fragmented solution in some ways, you're sort of in the middle of that flow with your form platform. Talk to us a little bit about that, what, and the integrations that you've already created and how you help your customers solve those problems.
Absolutely. Actually, as a little bit of a side story, the Cog Incognito, one aspect of that was the relationship of that we want to be one of the cogs in their overall solution. We don't want to be this silo that's just trying to be everything. We're not trying to be Salesforce or this big, huge monolithic platform. So our goal was to fill in the holes that existed in people's existing solutions so that we could be part of the solution, not part of the problem. So we have deep integration with a lot of integration platforms that essentially allow us to connect with literally, you know, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 different cloud systems that exist in the market, and then APIs and stuff to support that on top of that. So it's a combination of things, but our goal is to have extreme breadth in our integration so that we can be like I said, part of the solution, not trying to be the entire solution.
That makes sense. And I love the cog in Cognito Farms. That makes a lot of sense. Tell me a little bit about, do you store the data as well? Like, is that an option on your platform? So if somebody doesn't have the CRM on the back end, do they store the data with you, and can they make that data actionable as well?
Absolutely. So in order for our product to be accessible to everyone, no one wants to have to deal with hosting enterprise software, right? It's too complicated. They can't get it right. The security aspects associated with it. So we host the majority of our data in our platform in Microsoft Azure. We deal with the security, whether that HIPAA security or, you know, PCI security, all the rules and regulations around that and the encryption and everything that's needed to make sure that data is safe and highly available all of the time, all the backups, everything you've got to do. So we manage that complexity. So even our small customers, medium and large customers, all can know and trust that that data will be available to them and it will be kept private.
Great. And talk to me a little bit about data validation, or if you wanted to exclude certain fields, like if you want to just work email addresses as part of the form as an example. Is that the kind of stuff that you guys do as well?
Basically, we give our customers the tools to do whatever they want. They start off with basically either a template or even a blank, you know, the blank slate, right? Here's a blank case, and they can add any types of fields they want. And they can have some that are very specific, like email, and they could know that it's going to be validated automatically, or a mailing address or a name, and get some of those automatic tools in place. But they can also add just a simple text field, and then they can specify how they want that data to be collected and validated with a lot of great complexity with some of the rules they can produce, but they could do that process easily. I think that's one of the things that we learned in our consulting was that the off-the-shelf products, they would kind of get you 80% of the way there. And then you would be like, well, I need it to really prevent somebody from doing this, this, and this too, because that applied for a process. And there wasn't ways to do that. So we made sure our platform made it easy to add all those extra special rules and to do it in a way that's easy for people to maintain and then update as their needs change.
Yeah, talk to me a little bit about growth of the company. Like, how are you growing the company? Where are some effective sources? Is it social media? Is it paid ads? Is it referrals? How do you grow the business?
It's all of the above. I would say the majority is probably SEO. Most of our new customers come from search traffic, people looking for solutions like ours. We do a small percentage through paid advertising, with definitely word of mouth. People who use our platform and then they go somewhere else, they start, you know, sharing the word. So a lot of our SEO traffic is really people searching for Cognito Forms to then sign up to use our platform. So we know that's where that comes from to a large degree. But it's, like I said, it's a pretty good breadth. We don't do, like I said, a lot of direct sales or anything like that. We're just trying to build a great product and then make sure people know about it.
Great. And talk to me about how you separate yourselves from the competition.
I think the hard thing for that is it kind of feels like everybody would say this. But if you look at our tagline is easily build powerful forms. And so on the one side, we want all of the product to feel and be as simple and straightforward as possible so that user that doesn't know a whole lot can come in and start quickly doing it and be efficient. But then that power user is trying to do something really complicated, still has a really great experience as they start to move up in our feature set and learn how to do more complicated things. But then the flip side of that is we don't want to just be like that 80% where we kind of let you get a little bit started, but then we leave you hanging. So we let you build some very complicated scenarios, being able to pull data from multiple forms, do those complex validation and calculations so that you don't, like I said, get left hanging with an 80% solution. So that's the big differentiator for us. There's a lot of features we have that are kind of unique to our platform that speak to that power component. But at the same time, we are meticulous in making sure that every feature we deliver is easy to use and also works in a very integrated way with all of our other feature sets.
Are you handling payments as part of a solution, or how do you handle that exchange when somebody needs to transact and have that be part of their form?
Absolutely. I think one of the things we learned early on was that processes and automations and solutions like this that don't have real value to our customers, don't produce a meaningful, valuable outcome, aren't as valuable to our customers. Very straightforward, right? So things like being able to collect payment or generate documents or complete signups and reservations, all of those things add a lot of value to our companies and our organizations using our platform. So we early on, soon after we launched, added support for Stripe for collecting payment. Then later on, added support for Square and PayPal. And we had a very deep integration to those platforms so that you can collect payment, issue refunds, do everything within our platform. And you don't even necessarily even have to go to those payment processors when you're interacting with our customers. We feel that's very important so that you have a very simple, straightforward experience and collecting payment and being able to do that in a meaningful way.
That's elegant.
And now, and right now we process, you know, $20 to $30 million a month in payment volume. So definitely a lot of people collecting payment on our platform.
Fantastic. That, I'd love to hear that. That's great growth. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
I see that you also produce a lot of content around educating your customers around how they can use your platform. What value is content marketing added to your company?
It's tons. I mean, when you're talking about developing a tool like Cognitive Forms, which, you know, ultimately, if people are looking for tools, that's great, right? But there's a lot of people who just want a solution. They just want to be able to say, here's my problem. Does anybody have a solution to my needs, to what my problems are? And I think one of the things that we do with our content is we're able to actually explain that and say, here is how Cognitive Forms can be adapted to help my organization solve my problem. And that's been huge for us as well.
Great. And I can imagine, but I'd rather just hear from you. What are your social media channels that are the best performing channels for you?
I mean, definitely there's the traditional, you know, we're also on Facebook and that's been slowing down. Twitter, Instagram have been picking up. Very limited on some of the other platforms. We're starting to see some traction in places like LinkedIn. It's a bit of a hodgepodge, right? I would say that we know we're getting eyeballs. It's hard for us to sometimes connect the dots to see that those people are in fact converting to being customers of ours. But it's a great platform, not just for sort of that outbound marketing. It's also a place for us to reach our customers. So we provide support for our customers on those platforms as well. And just see that as an alternative form of way of engaging with our customer base.
Yeah, I can imagine that a lot of people use your platform to build landing pages, and quickly deploy a form along with a test that they want to be able to run. So it's a lightweight kind of implementation. Talk to me a little bit about that experience that your customers have using your platform.
That's true. I mean, a lot of our customers, especially the smaller customers, they don't even have websites yet. They're in their early stages. We have startups that have created an entirely modeled out the application or the system they're trying to produce on our platform. And only after they got their seed funding did they actually start going to create websites and do stuff. You can just sign up for free. One important component of our product is we always have a free individual plan. You sign up for free. I'll design your forms, provide some content on there, maybe collect some information, maybe it's just a contact form, and you can post that link out on social media or wherever you're syndicating that as a link to our website where your form lives, right? So you don't have to embed it necessarily in your own website. And through that, to get the word out about what your product is, what thing is you're trying to offer, but also to collect some information as part of that process.
Great. I guess my last question for you here is, what would you like to be celebrating a year from now?
A year from now, our goal is to reach this a milestone of 100,000 paid users. So that'll be a pretty significant milestone for us. We just passed the 100,000 or we just passed the 1 million user mark this past month. That's kind of our goal right now, is to have 100,000 paid users on our platform.
Fantastic. Well, that all sounds great, Jamie. It's been a pleasure talking with you and learning more about Cognitive Forms. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Andy. Appreciate it.
Hey, are you a business ninja? Want to be interviewed like this? Give us a shout. Go to www.writeforme.io, WRITEFORME.io, and schedule a time to meet with us, and we'll make it happen. Keep slaying it, y'all.